Hey friends, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And hey, I just want to give you a little shout out about what's coming next. After Christmas, I'm going to be reading from Proverbs every day because I just love them so much. And you know, when we're starting a new year, we need wisdom. And I know I've read through Proverbs before, but I just felt that the Lord wanted me to do that. So starting December 26th, I will be reading from Proverbs 1, and what a blessing that's going to be. So if you need wisdom, or you have a friend or family member who needs some wisdom, let them know about Pray Every Day. And also another thing that's really interesting that you could do as a gift for friends is the Pray Every Day app is absolutely free, and you could just gift that or show someone how to put it on their phone and give that to them. They'll not only receive this podcast every single day, but also a written devotional. And that's a gift that you can give for free. Maybe you've stressed out about gift giving this year, and this is one that you can just give away. So anyway, I'm reading from the epistles right now about Jesus. And today we're in Colossians 1, verses 15 through 23 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in the heavens and on the earth, visible things and invisible things, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things are held together. He is the head of the body, the assembly, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For all the fullness was pleased to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself by him, whether things on the earth or things in the heavens, having made peace through the blood of his cross. You, being in past times alienated and enemies in your mind, in your evil deeds, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and without defect and blameless before him. If it is so that you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast and not moved away from the hope of the good news which you heard, which is being proclaimed in all creation under heaven, of which I, Paul, was made a servant. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm going to camp on that word servant for a little while. Did this yesterday as well. Just what teach us what it means to serve others, to pour out ourselves and to find the joy of service. Lord, I'm not talking about burning out for the kingdom. I'm not talking about being so exhausted and then adding one more thing to serve someone on your list. What I'm talking about is a mindset shift of realizing that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And so this Christmas, I pray you would just open our hearts and expand our capacity to give. And Lord, in that, we cannot give away what we do not have. And so, Lord, would you fill us just as you filled the heavens and the earth, just as you are preeminent among all things, just as you are the invisible God, the image of the invisible God, would you fill us to completion? We can't give away what we don't have. We need to be filled with your presence, filled with your love, filled with forgiveness, filled with grace, filled with your heavenly perspective. We need you in order to give, but if we're just giving out of nothing, we will burn out. So Lord, would you fill us up where we're empty? And we thank you that you are that river of life that flows out of us, that we are not forsaken, that you are that living water that pours over us and over us and over us. And I just open wide my mouth and say, please, please pour your presence into us. Lord, thank you for starting the church, being the head of the body. Thank you that we need the church. And as we get closer and closer to Christmas Eve service tomorrow, may we rejoice, even though the church is sometimes broken and sometimes has hurt us. Lord, help us to find a place where we can worship you and encourage others. I know that that can be pesky and difficult. I have friends who live in places where there just aren't very many churches, and they tend to be very legalistic and absorbed. So Lord, I know that this is a hard thing to even pray, but I pray that you would gather people together during this time to celebrate you. Lord, help us to be grounded and steadfast and not moved away from the hope of the good news. Lord, we need your strength to take the next best step. I thank you for doing that ahead of time. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by my friend, Judy Gordon Morrow. And she has written a book called The Listening Heart. And she's got this amazing story. Every word of The Listening Heart, Hearing God in Prayer, was penned in longhand while Judy was on her knees, desperate to hear from God. He did not disappoint her, and she marveled at all he spoke to her and how that has continued 20 years later. She's learned the joy of prayer as a two-way conversation with her loving Lord and is humbled and amazed by his hope-giving words. It's been endorsed by Jerry Jenkins, Robin Jones Gunn, and me, among others. This daily devotional is a gift that gives every single day of the year, and I have the privilege of reading an excerpt from December 23rd, which is today. So this is what's written there. And this is from God's point of view. If I can use shepherds and a distant star to reveal my son's birth, just imagine the limitless possibilities I can use when fulfilling my plans for you. Plans that will bring glory to me in this time of darkness so that I can once again shine my light and truth and love in my chosen ways. So expect the unexpected, my child. Live in the context of my Christmas miracle all year long, and wonder and joy and love will frame your every day. So The Listening Heart is really perfect for gift giving. It's a 365-day devotional. Be great to give for next year. You can find out more at judygordonmorrow.com. You can buy that book wherever books are sold. And there's also a Facebook group that you can find her at facebook.com/judygordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, Morrow, M-O-R-R-O-W. So Judy, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.